Hey, everyone. Welcome to It's All About Relationship. I'm David Novak, and you're about to listen to episode number 112. 112. Hey, again, thanks for joining us. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome aboard. We appreciate you checking us out. And if you're a regular listener, hey, thanks for coming back. It's always great to have, regular listeners that check us out on a regular basis. And hopefully, if this message and this show blesses you, we really hope that you share it with others that you may know. You can shoot the link out there. You can share the Facebook page. You can do it through Instagram. You can do it any way you want. And again, if you're new to the show, we do have a Facebook page. It's called It's All About Relationship. That's the name of the Facebook page. And again, I'm David Novak. That's N-O-V-A-K. On Instagram, it's, we call it David Novak Podcast, only because somebody else had the name and beat me to it, as you know. If you want to follow me as an actor, that would be cool too. It's David Novak Actor, N-O-V-A-K Actor, David Novak Actor. And Instagram, it's the same thing. So, hey, so just to bring you up, if you listen to the show regularly, you'll know that we been doing some movies and things like that recently. So we finished a Western called Among the Willows, and we had a couple of premieres recently in California, one up in Fresno, California. The reason we did it up there is because that's where we shot the movie. And we had a second premiere down here in Orange County, the LA area. We had that just a couple of weeks ago, and at each premiere we had, you know, pushing around 200 people at each one. We've had some great comments about it. And at the moment, it's with our salespeople, and they are getting distribution on it. So it'll be out shortly in a few months. You can check it out on, I'm sure, Amazon Prime. It might be in theaters as well. Again, it's a Western. It's kind of a faith-based Western, but it's got some action in it, romance, and it definitely has a message to it. So, and it's won some awards, too. Just in the last couple of weeks, it won the Cannes World Film Festival for Best Western. It won some awards over at the Arinus Film Awards in New York. And just this last weekend at the MLC Awards in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we picked up 4 awards there. So pretty cool stuff. We're pretty excited about it. And, I have one of the lead roles in it. So, I have a lot of skin in the game, as you would say. But I also co-wrote it, too. So I'm a little bit more happy about it because of that. But God is good, and he's blessed the film, and he's continuing to bless it. Okay, so let's move on, get away from that stuff. And as you know, on It's All About Relationship, we talk about things of the Lord. And, I have guests on from time to time, and sometimes you just get to listen to me drone on and on about some things that I've learned, that the Lord has taught me, and encouragement. And that's what we try to do on the show. We try to encourage you to have a closer relationship with the Lord. First of all, that's the most important thing, of course, and a closer relationship with others, spouse, friends, neighbors, partners, and closer relationship with yourself, because if you don't think highly of yourself, you're going to have a hard time thinking highly of others, and especially the Lord. So anyway, it's all about relationships. So anyway, today, it's not about me talking to you. I have a special guest, and this person, let's see, I try not to give away the name too quickly. I try to build it up in a little bit of suspense, if you know what I mean. So anyway, my friend is a licensed clinical social worker, both raised and born in Jacksonville, North Carolina. She prides herself in being a wife, a mother, and enjoys spending her free time with her family, and because of what she does, she probably doesn't have a whole lot of free time. She's earned her master's degree in social work from East Carolina University, and Estrella Rogers is also currently the owner and clinical director of Without Limits Counseling Services. I think that's PLLC. Is that right? Did I right? I can't see anymore. Mm-hmm. And the owner of Star Level Coaching, providing workshops and coaching services for couples locally and internationally. And also, Asuria, she's got a book out. It's called Prayers for My Husband, a 30-day intentional prayer journal. And she's going to tell you all about that and also other things that she's doing and where to get the book. But anyway, welcome to the show, Astralia Rogers.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'm just like listening to you and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to say hello. So I'm here.
Well, it's such a pleasure having you on the show. And, you know, we talked a few days ago and I really enjoyed our time and I can't wait to share, you know, have you share with our audience, you know, some things that are going to, you know, help their marriages and their relationships and everything. But in a nutshell, and I introduced you, but I ran through it very, very quickly. So in a nutshell, can you tell us basically what you do and what your ministry and your job and career is focused on these days?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So right now, my career is really focused on, honestly, working with couples. Mm-hmm. That is my specialization. I'm in the process of actually becoming what we call certified in Gottman therapy. And so that's a form of or an intervention or modality that we use for working with couples. And so I've really shifted in my career to working with couples right now. I'm also a play therapist. And so I work with children in my practice. I have individuals that work under me in my career. And so this is something that I love working with children. We love working with couples. And so this is really where we are headed and focused right now in regards to, you know, my business. And so these are just, you know, the big things. And right now doing therapy daily, doing workshops, making sure that we are providing just really opportunities for couples in the community to really be able to enhance their relationships through, you know, learning tools and even opportunities where they're able to really spend just intentional time together. And so just bringing awareness to couples and families in regards to the importance of taking care of their mental health.
Great. And now that book that you came up with, Prayers for My Husband, a 30-day intentional prayer journal. Can you, that's a mouthful right there, but can you tell everybody about that book, how it came to be and what it's all about?
That book has been, that book has changed my life, to be honest. And it's really a true testament of what God can truly do, if you're obedient. Mm-hmm. And I tell people that all the time because I had no idea where it would take me. And so just a little bit about the book. It is a 30-day devotional and it, you know, has my prayers as well as prayers that you will pray yourself as, you know, the woman or the spouse. I've had couples actually use it together. And so they take it and the husband prays for the wife and vice versa. But the book actually came about at a time where my husband and I were in a rocky place in our relationship. And so we had actually reached one of those points. We've been married right now for 14 years. We've actually been together for 20 this year, will be 20 years. And so we reached a point in our relationship where it was kind of like we're two ships passing. Like we just really were like, what are we doing? You know, and even to the point where the big D word, you know, had even came about. And, you know, and so I really just began praying, you know, and really just asking God, you know, what am I supposed to do in this situation and in this place? And the Holy Spirit just said, you know, you need to pray for him. And I said, because at the time we were very in a place of contempt, like we were just, it was not good. And I said, you know, pray, you know, and the Holy Spirit said, yeah, you need to pray for him. And so the instructions were clear. I was to pray for him for 30 days and I was supposed to pray for him like from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet down to characteristics.
Wow.
And, I was instructed to also write my prayers. And so that's what I did for 30 days. I completed an entire prayer journal for my husband. I wrote the prayers down and I prayed for him. And I even to the point wrote down the worship songs that I would listen to before I prayed. And, you know, we did prayer and then, well, I prayed. He didn't know I was doing this actually, but I was praying and then.
Surprise.
Shortly after. Yeah. He had no idea. No idea. Ironically, he actually didn't find out until, actually a couple of years later and it was during COVID time.
Oh, wow.
The Holy Spirit just said, make it a book. And I was just like, make one a book, you know, and, you know, Holy Spirit said, make the journal a book. And so I knew if I spoke to my husband about it and he said yes, then I knew that that would be confirmation. And I asked him, and the first thing he said was, "You prayed for me?" Because he never knew. You know, and he knows I prayed for him, but he didn't know, you know, during that time that I prayed that way. And so, you know, he gave me permission, and I went forth and, you know, met with my friend, and she helped me publish it. And David, you know, when I tell you the things that God has done through this journal and for women across the world. And I say across the world because internationally, you know, I have women in Guam, I had women in Japan, Korea. Like, it was so amazing to see, to hear the testimonies from other women coming in and saying, you know, "Oh my gosh, I did the prayers and I saw changes in my relationship." Or one woman even sent in and said, you know, her and her husband did it. And she said on the last day, her husband gave his life to Christ on the last day of them doing the book. You know, and
that's awesome.
I mean, I can't explain it, you know, and it, we started a, from this, we actually started a prayer group. And so we meet in the mornings at 5:30 in the morning. And even in this, I allow, so other women that are in the group, I allow them to pray. And there have been women that have never prayed out loud a day in their life. And they really, like, it's amazing. We had one woman, one time she prayed for 1 minute and she was like, she was shaking and she was like, "Okay, I'm done."
Oh, seriously?
And we were all like, you know, in gosh. We're like in the comments and we're like, "Congratulations. Like, you know, you did it and you prayed," and, you know, so it's become a prayer ministry. It's become a, we do retreat. The book has really transcended into honestly what God wanted it to be. And it truly has helped women, and women, you know, the other thing they say is it helps them to look at them. You know, I had someone call me crying and she said, "Why did you do that?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "You made me look at myself."
Wow.
And I was like, wow, you know, she's praying for her husband, but looking at herself.
Can you, without putting it on the spot too much, is can you, can you give an example of one of the days of prayer? You know, just off the, I didn't set you up on this ahead of time, so I'm putting you on the spot. I know I am, but kind of a rundown of one a day typically.
Yeah, absolutely. The first day actually, is his head. And so the way the book is set up, actually you will do a, so we do a worship song first. So you do whatever worship song you choose, and that's like, there's a slot for that. And then there's a slot for your scripture. And so for me, and I don't have, I do have a book with me somewhere, but not on me right now, but, I have a scripture, that I wrote specifically for what I was praying for. But the person that is reading the book, they are encouraged to find their own scripture regarding, you know, the head of their husband. So whatever it is that they need to pray for. And then my prayer is in there. And so I talk about, as I'm praying, I speak about, you know, I ask God to cover my husband's head, both physically, but also spiritually and symbolically. So cover him as the head of the household, cover him in making decisions that he needs to make and things of that nature. And so I say that prayer. And so what happens is women who don't have a strong prayer life or have not, have never prayed in this way, they'll read my prayer. And then from my prayer, they take that and they then create a prayer for their husband on the other page.
Oh, okay. They fashion their own, you know, along, along their personality and, you know, experience and that sort of, well, that's pretty awesome. I think that's great. Have you thought about, and you, I don't know, maybe you haven't, again, we didn't talk about this, but have you thought about doing a reverse prayer, like husbands for their wives?
I, ironically, it's funny you say that because I am in the process. I'm actually in the process of doing that because
There you go.
I had to, I had to pray on it because I'm, you know, I'm a woman.
Sure.
And I was just like, so how does that, you know, so I really had to pray on it, but I've had many husbands reach out to me and they said, "How come we don't have a book?"
There you go.
And I, So, yes.
Well, maybe that's a Holy Spirit confirmation there. You heard it first here, folks, right now, a confirmation.
Yes, sir.
So, no, who knows? I don't know. Just thought I'd throw that out there at you. So, that sounds awesome book, though. So, you've had it, you're selling it all over the world, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, when I say it's been amazing, it's really been amazing. And so it has went from, like I said, from little old Jacksonville to now, literally nationwide, so to speak. It's been in different countries, and I'm excited. I know for sure we're in, like I said, Japan, Korea, and it's been in Guam, I know for sure. And I believe Panama.
Cool.
I know for sure Panama and Jamaica.
Wow, that's awesome.
So, now,
if they want, where do they, I know they can get the book on your website, but tell everybody where they can get their book.
So yes, they can get the book at www.starlevelcoaching.com, or they can actually go on Amazon. In Amazon, they actually have the softback, hardback, and I have an ebook version on Amazon.
Okay, cool. So,
they can get,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say they can get all three versions from Amazon as well.
Okay, so starlevelcoaching.com, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
S-T-A-R, that is correct.
Level, L-E-V-E-L, coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G.com or Amazon.com. And again, the name of the book is?
Prayers for My Husband.
By Estrella Rogers.
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Just want to make it easy for everybody to find it. So awesome.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, for sure. Okay. So now you deal with married couples maybe couples that are going together, you know, maybe they're not married yet. I'm not sure, but let's just say we have a couple that's been married for, I don't know, 15, 20 years or something like that. They love each other. And I'm throwing this at you, and I'm throwing you under the bus here. I hope the bus isn't too heavy for you.
I love it.
So they walk in, they say, you know what, we love each other, but gosh darn, things are just, I don't know what's going on with us. We're just not excited to see each other, but we love each other, but... You know, can you help us get the fire back? Can you help us? And then Star says to him, she says what?
the first thing I do is thank them, number one, because, you know, I think the hardest part is really recognizing that we have to do this, recognizing that there is a need for reconnection.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be able to discuss and acknowledge that, you know, where we are. And a lot of times that's hard because it takes you looking at yourself to be able to say, how did I help us get to where we are? Because normally both of the husband and the wife, or couples that are, you know, premarital, but at some point both of them played a part in getting to the place where they're at. And so the first thing that, you know, we really have to do is sit down and say, okay, tell me a little bit about your relationship. Tell me a little bit about where we've been through the years, the good, the bad, and how did we get to this place? So I actually do like an actual, we call it an oral history interview, but I go through the good times, how we connected, how we first met. And we basically do a story of their relationship. And so this helps me kind of figure out, okay, where did we start to kind of shift? Where did we start to change? And so as we begin to do that, then now that we recognize the need for reconnection and we kind of can pinpoint, okay, this is where our challenges arose. Now we have to talk about, how do we talk about that? Because 9 times out of 10, most times couples do not know how to communicate effectively. In a healthy way. And so in order for me to help them even talk about the issues, we have to first learn how to communicate in a healthy way. So we begin that process. We begin the process of active listening, expressing their emotions in a healthy way, you know, trying not to be defensive.
Right.
Because what will happen, for example, you know, maybe the husband says, you know, I feel like I'm not a priority And then the wife immediately says, what do you mean? I always put you first. So in that moment, I have to stop them and say, wait, if he says he's not a priority, let's ask him what he means by that. So I have to help them shift the way they communicate and shift the way they listen to one another in order to get to a place where we can actually start working on the issues, or we can even really listen to find out and understand, how did we get here? How did we even get here?
Yeah.
So, you know, we start working on communication. Mm-hmm. We start talking about strategies for, like I said, effective communication, planning like dedicated times to talk, really practicing empathy for one another, because a lot of times that's gone by that point. Yeah. So we really start working on that. And then after communication, we also, and we're doing a lot of this, you know, simultaneously, mm-hmm. But we start looking at quality time. One of the things, yeah, and that's huge, like very huge. One of the things that I find in most couples, I will ask them, when is the last time you all went on a date? And 9 times out of 10, they'll look at each other and they'll say, I don't, maybe like 6 months ago, or maybe like, and they'll say, oh, no, we took the kids. And I'm like, no. No, the kids don't count. That's not a date. You know, yeah. When is the last time the two of you,
there you go,
did something on your own?
Mm-hmm.
And normally it doesn't happen. I mean, I've had people that have said they haven't went on a vacation together in years. Some will say they haven't went on a date in over a year.
Really?
To the point where, yes. And I mean, even like, I'm just like going to get ice cream together. Like, have you intentionally went to the ice cream shop, sat down and just ate ice cream together? And you will find a lot of couples don't, because they substitute quality time with family time. They substitute quality time with work time. So it's like we're sitting on the couch together. I'm working, he's working, or I'm on social media, he's on social media, and we think that's quality time.
Right.
And it's not.
Wow.
It's not, yeah. You know? And so they don't realize that by not spending time together, mm-hmm. by not engaging in hobbies together, you know, and hobbies are a big one. Like, you know, you'll hear them say, well, you know, he likes this and I like that. So I'm like, okay, well, compromise. Like, mm-hmm. spend time doing this with him and you spend time doing this with her.
There you go.
But, you know, and you spend quality time together. But a lot of couples at this point, when they get to my office, if they haven't realized it sooner, normally 15, 20 years, they have not been spending quality time together, especially if kids are in the picture.
Yeah. If you had to, and some of it you've already said, I'm sure, but if you had mm-hmm. to say, here's 6 things, or here's 8 things, or here's 10 things, or 3 things that, you know, make for a happy marriage, what would your, you know, your short little list be?
So I would definitely say communication.
Okay.
Is one.
Okay.
Communication for sure. I would definitely say quality time.
Yeah.
Emotional intimacy is very important. So, you know, talking about your vulnerable states, being, you know, really fostering time together, deep conversations. So that would be emotional intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really being able to address resentment and conflict when it arises. So not allowing conflict to, grow in your relationship. So really learning how to address like those underlying issues.
Okay.
Definitely self-care.
Now, what would that be?
Individual growth.
What would self-care?
So self-care really, that actually is for yourself. So a lot of times we get consumed even in our relationship and we don't take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, if you're not okay, your relationship can't be okay and your family cannot be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we fail to take care of ourselves. So self-care is important. And then I definitely would say God is important. And a lot of times I find that a lot of couples do not put God first in their marriage. Right. Prayer is very important. Prayer strategy is important as a couple. Being able to really even study together as a couple, because you want to be able to be on the same page in a lot of the things that you're doing. And so you want to make sure, lastly, I'll say this, also setting goals, really setting goals together as a couple. I'm on like, I don't know, point 10, but having fun.
I love that one. Yeah. That's one of my favorite.
Because you got to have fun. Like, you got to have fun in marriage. Yeah, you know, you have to have fun in marriage.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I wrote down as quickly as I could everything you just said on the 10. Mm-hmm. I don't take shorthand, so you should see what I'm looking at right now. It's a mess, but but I think I got 9 of them or something. But you know, putting God first. To me, and what we push on this show, mm-hmm. I always preach you putting God first in your life. I mean, that's number one, and everything else will fall into place. Matthew 6:33, I believe it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. All these things, including, you know, financial, health, physical, a good marriage, good relationships, everything will be added unto you if you put God first in your life. And, you know, and you certainly did hit on that, and spending time together, you mentioned that, and you put, I wrote, when you said resent and conflict and address, I kind of wrote those really quickly, and then I put next to it, I put guy with question mark. What I meant by that to myself, and I'll just say it to you or ask you. I'm a kind mm-hmm. of assuming guys have a much harder time with this part. The resentment and the addressing conflict in life. Would you say that? Is that true or not true? That guys have more of a hard time with that, or at least go ahead.
No, I was going to say, interestingly enough, I don't necessarily think they have a harder time addressing it. I think they have a harder time communicating it effectively.
There you go. Okay.
So you'll find that from what I see in my practice, most women mm-hmm. allow issues to kind of keep going. Like they kind of, you know, we kind of like say, okay, you apologize. Okay, let's keep moving. Men will address it, but they don't address it in a healthy way because they haven't learned necessarily how to express their emotions and their feelings mm-hmm. in a healthy way.
Yeah.
So they address it, but it's not healthy.
How about the silent fight? Now, do you know what I mean by that? The wife said something that ticked the husband mm-hmm. off. The husband gets offended, or it's the other way around. It doesn't matter. But now you got the silent treatment. Mm-hmm. You got the silent treatment going for if you're mature, maybe just minutes. But if you're not so mature, this silent treatment can go on for hours, if not days. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. trying to deal with all that.
So, ironically, we call that stonewalling.
Oh, we have a name for it.
And yes, so there is a name for it, right? And so, ironically, what happens is when the couple is having conflict, there is one of you that withdraws from the conversation. They shut down. And so, what happens is they've become so flooded with emotion that they can no longer really process what's happening, and so that's why they actually withdraw. And when they withdraw in therapy, what we teach them is to take a break. So when you notice that the two of you are in conflict and one person has shut down, which again is stonewalling, we then say, okay, look, now it's time for a timeout. So we practice taking a timeout. So you take about 20 minutes and do a timeout, and you actually do a self-soothing exercise. So you might do deep breathing or listening to some type of music, but something to distract you in a sense from what's happening and to calm you down. Then the advice is you check in after you both calm down mm-hmm. and you say, hey, can we talk? And then if both of you are okay, then you actually have the conversation. Mm-hmm. Scientifically, the reason why this happens, and this is really interesting because Gottman has done multiple hundreds of studies on this, but what they say scientifically is that your blood pressure actually rises to a certain point. And if you have on a pulsometer, you can kind of see your heartbeat. And what happens is once your heartbeat gets to a certain place, at that point, you actually have to use take that as a cue, in a sense, to calm down.
Okay.
And when you calm down, you're able to actually now hear the other person, and you're able to actually have conversation.
Wow.
So a lot of people, so a lot of people see it as like the silent treatment. And you will normally have the other spouse who is like trying to like still have, like they're trying to solve the problem. They're like, let's talk about this now. Let's talk about this now. Mm-hmm. And the other one is shut down.
Right.
But that's really what happened.
Wow.
So you have to give them a moment to breathe.
Oh, hey, honey.
And then you come back.
Honey, get in here. Star has some good stuff to say.
I'm just kidding. She's not even here.
Come on. She's got some good stuff.
Oh, that's
great. Yes, this is what we do. This is the fun part.
No, that's great.
This is the fun part.
Well, fortunately, we've learned, my wife and I, we've been married like 100 years, you know, and no, a long time though, anyway. And, you know, we used to go through that a lot, you know, I mean, where we would stonewall, as you call it, shut down for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I was more guilty of it than she was, because I'm a very emotional guy. Of course, I guess that comes with the profession, you know, but, you know, I would have to take walks sometimes, you know, just get outside. I got to leave. Get in the car, drive away, you know, go to the beach, take a walk, you know, whatever the thing is. So I clearly hear what you're saying, and I do understand, including with the blood pressure rising, because you can feel it, you know, you can feel it coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what's going on. So I guess the answer is to recognize it and then to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and now when it comes up, you know, it's not like it used to be. I'm a little bit more mature than I used to be, but you know, my first thought, other than getting offended, my first thought is to go to God and say, Lord, I need your help. I need your help right now.
Exactly.
You know, and just, you know, just all that sort of thing. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, this is really good stuff.
Yeah,
this is really good stuff.
I'm enjoying it. I'm glad. I love sharing. I love it. This is my quote unquote jam, so to speak. I really enjoy teaching couples what I did not know. And that's what I always say. Like, no one taught me how to be married.
Yeah.
And
well, there you go.
To be able to share what I know with other couples is any way I can help. It's an amazing feeling.
That's
an amazing feeling.
That's awesome. Well, this is right in your wheelhouse, I can tell. Hey, before we go, do you mind giving a quick synopsis about your testimony?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, and I'll just say this. So for me, again, you know, me and my husband, I did not know, I just said it, I really didn't know how to be married. I was never really taught per se, how to be married. I did not have the, best examples. So from my side of the family, a lot of, you know, divorce, a lot of just not healthy relationships at the time. And, you know, and so for me, getting married was like, oh yes, I'm getting married, but not really having the proper tools. And so, there was a point, and like I said, kind of earlier, where I realized that we had been one of those couples that did not prioritize our relationship. We were one of those couples that had put the kids first, and we were just running. And I even remember my mother-in-law at one point. Now, my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, they have been married for 50 plus years. I want to say we're at like 52 years, 53, somewhere like that. And she says to me one day, she said, y'all are doing a lot of running. Do y'all spend time together? And I'm like, yeah, we got this, you know, because we're at football practice every day together. You know, my husband coaches, I'm the team mom, like, you know, we are doing all the things.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, we got to that place where, and even with ministry, to be very honest, I was the youth coordination team leader at my church, and, you know, I'm spending time there. I mean, I'm just like doing all of the things.
Yep.
Without realizing that I was doing all of the things except for my first ministry, which was at home with my husband, and I was not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, we got to that space where we realized again, like we had really grown apart. We didn't know each other. We didn't really see eye to eye on a lot of things. Contempt, all that stuff had grown. And finally, we said, you know what? Counseling. Mm. So in the process of the book, we were actually also going after the book, after I finished the journal, we started going to counseling. And I always tell people, counseling and Jesus saved my marriage. I always tell them that. Yeah. My counselor, she was amazing. Like, she like really dug in. She helped us get to a place where, you know, we really had to do the same things I just said, look at it, look at ourselves, be non-judgmental, all of those things. And, you know, I am the happiest I have ever been in my marriage. And I will say that because we put God first. We are obedient in what we are supposed to do. We put our marriage first. Ironically, we just talked yesterday and I said, did we miss a date last month? And my husband was like, yeah, we got it. And like, we're like looking at the calendar because we put our date, we plan our date nights monthly. Like, we know twice a month we go on a date.
Awesome.
Even if it's down the street to this little place down the street. But, you know, we make it happen and we have fun together. You know, we made the changes that the other person wanted and desired.
Mm-hmm.
We listened and I'm just so grateful. And like I said, so now, you know, this is years in now that we have been happy. You know, obviously every marriage has their conflicts, but like you said, we mature and we learn to use the tools and we learn to use even scripture. Like, I'm very, we use a lot of scriptures in our, when we're speaking to each other. And even in my, like I said, in my women's group, we talk a lot about how scripture pertains to relationships. And so, I'm very careful now with my words, because there's a scripture in Proverbs that talks about how a woman's words can make her husband feel like a maggot, like maggots are in his bones. And I can't remember the specific scripture, but it speaks about that. And so, you know, I'm very careful with how I speak to my husband. Like, we learned so much on this journey and I am just so grateful to God. And so a lot of therapists, you know, they'll say, oh, we don't share our story or we don't, I'm going to be very honest. I share my testimony. I'm very open and honest because a lot of people have to see and understand that we haven't always been perfect. We haven't always been perfect. We went through things as a couple. You know, they see the Instagram, they see the Facebook, they see our family, they see our children thriving. And I have to tell them, like, yes, but this took prayer. This took work. Mm. This took God. This took, you know, implementation of the tools that we learned, and we are happy.
Wow.
And I'm so grateful because, like I said, I've seen so many divorces.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't end up like that. So that is my testimony. God is absolutely amazing. And like you said, if you put him first, all things will fall into place. And so I'm very, very grateful to him for what he has done in our relationship.
Amen. God is good. It's so I'm sitting here listening to your testimony and I'm sitting here thinking, and I won't go into a bunch of stuff right now because it would take way too long, but part of my testimony mirrors your testimony because, you know, yeah, I mean, we were very busy too. I was coaching baseball, you know, your husband's coaching football. I was coaching baseball. I was a worship leader in our church and I was in bands and we used to tour and play all over the place and also, you know, being an actor and all that kind of stuff. So I was so focused and wrapped up in my worship ministry and my career and coaching and all this stuff. And then we didn't have time either. And so there you go on and on. And I could get into my thing, but I won't right now. I hear what you're saying, sister. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
What an awesome testimony you have. So, hey, thank you so much for being on the show. Don't hang up because I want to keep you on and talk to you for a minute after we get off. But just to reiterate, everybody, you can go to starlevelcoaching.com. That's right. Did I get that right?
Yes, okay. That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
STAR, star level, LEVEL, coaching, COACHING.com. You can get Star's book there. which again is called Prayers for My Husband, a 30-day intentional prayer journal. Or you can go to Amazon and you can get it there. You can get it in paperback, hard book, and I guess Kindle or digital.
Kindle version.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can get it either way. And so get the book. But I think Star does a whole lot of other stuff too, in addition to the book. So check out her website, and it tells you all about her and everything that she does. So please support her. And again, if this message has blessed you, send out this link, share it with everybody you know. And you know, I know it'll bless other people and couples that you may know that, you know, might need a little encouragement today. So shoot out the link. Star, again, thank you so much for being on the show. You've been a blessing to us. And I'd love to have you. I'd love to have you back, too. can hang on a minute.
I'd love to be back.
That'd be great. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me. And everybody else, that episode number 112 on It's All About Relationship.
Yay.